Good evening with a look at your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks.
We are alive to see this happen for the person who has been behind broadcasting in the Cayman Islands. For Lockley Banks to be still alive, tell us the stories. It is most remarkable.
Attendee Carl Brown at this morning's ceremony that celebrated 50 years of service by Radio Cayman and the rededicating and renaming of the building headquarters for former director of broadcasting Loxley Banks. The building at 111 Elgin Avenue has formally been named the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center, recognizing his role in bringing a Caymanian station into being and leading it over the decades. Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks told the ceremony attendees Banks pushed for the station long before it even existed.
You advocated for Cayman to have a radio station 12 years before it started. So think of that, pushing something for 12 years. And then when it finally came through, you didn't just walk off and say, all right, that's established now.
Radio Cayman's first test broadcast was on the 12th of April, 1976, with three studios and a staff of 12, with Mr. Banks serving as programming director. He later became director of broadcasting. Minister of Finance and Economic Development, as well as Minister for Education and Training, the Honorable Ralston Anglin, highlighted his impact on the airwaves and in crisis.
These three broadcasters preserve their culture, carried their stories across the airwaves for longer than some people here have been alive. And in one of our country's most frightening times, it was Lockie's voice that helped keep us calm during Hurricane Ivan.
Mr. Banks is a member of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire and previously a recipient of the Cayman Islands Certificate and Badge of Honor for services in broadcasting. Director of Broadcasting Norma Macfield said the new name is meant as more than a sign change.
The renaming we celebrate is more than a change in signage. It's a tribute and an expression of gratitude for the legacy that has guided this institution and a recognition of the values that continue to define us.
The newly named Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center aims to stand as a reminder of Mr. Banks' service and of the station's role as a trusted source of community news and live coverage. In other local news, police are searching for a man who stabbed a woman several times during an argument at a liquor license premise in Georgetown on Thursday night. The woman was able to get to safety with the help from others and was taken to the hospital by private vehicle. She remains in stable condition with serious injuries. The suspect, who is known to the woman, fled in a white Honda Fit. Officers searched through the night but have not yet found him. Detectives are urging him to surrender and are appealing for witnesses to contact the Georgetown Police Station or to provide anonymous tips via Cayman Crime Stoppers. The National Coalition for Caymanians Administration announces new measures focused on cost of living. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
During his contribution to the throne speech, Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks announced his National Coalition for Cayman's Administration is expanding its summer electricity assistance program. This will cover nearly 95% of households across all three islands. The automatic cap at 18 cents CI per kilowatt hour was initially available to households consuming between 101 to 2,000 kilowatt per month. The Premier says under the new provision, households with energy consumption up to 3,500 kilowatt per month will now be eligible for relief on the first 2,000 kilowatt.
So in case you're in one of those developments where you're called necessarily a tenement yard or a block of apartments that are against the same bill, we are trying to make sure that they're incorporated too. So we take the program from the last term and we enhance it for those who didn't necessarily benefit to learn from those mistakes, because that's what the future government should do. Not knock over something, improve it.
The fuel relief discount will appear on residential electricity bills July through October. In addition, the Ministry of Education is finalizing plans to keep government primary schools open throughout July, giving students the option to enroll in education and enrichment programs for an extra month this summer.
In addition to that, where you need camps or where you want camps, the minister for youth sports and culture and heritage is also going to be working on camps as well. And on top of that, we're going to do the bus warden stipend this year in 2026 again, because we recognize the irregularity, and the Minister for Education knows that when he goes into contract discussions with the private bus owners, we're going to try to have a wholesale fix so you don't have to do the program, but just be baked into the contract. But this year for 2026, we'll roll out it again.
The NCFC government is also revamping and relaunching the Mortgage Assistance Program, previously known as the Government Guaranteed Home Assistance Mortgage Program. Launching later this year, the Premier says the new Home Ownership and Mortgage Empowerment Program will help lower-income Caymanians and civil servants secure mortgages with zero down payments, making home ownership more accessible. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. The House gets a piece of life-saving equipment.
Parliament received a very valuable gift of an automated external defibrillating device from the YMCA, Lifeline Cayman, and an anonymous donor. On behalf of all members of Parliament and parliamentary staff, I wish to express our sincere gratitude.
House Speaker the Honorable Ezard Miller told MPs the device will be registered with Lifeline as a part of the national network of publicly accessible automated external defibrillator. Training in the CPR AED use and basic first aid will also be provided to parliamentary staff and MPs on a voluntary basis. Health Minister, the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes.
It is essential that as leaders, we are trained in CPR and using AEDs. And I also encourage everyone else to consider getting trained. Something as simple as downloading the Lifeline app can increase the chances of saving lives. This will help by easily locating the nearest registered AED in the event of an emergency. These simple actions could ultimately help save someone's life.
She says her ministry is working to address non-communicable diseases, including promoting healthier lifestyles through initiatives such as the National Movement Challenge and preparing for the implementation of the HEARTS Initiative, a World Health Organization program aimed at improving the prevention and management of cardiovascular disease. Tourism officials say May's visitor numbers show broad-based growth across key markets. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
The Department of Tourism reports 40,015 stayover visitors in May 2026, a 16.5 increase compared with the same month in 2025 and the second highest May on record. The United States remained the largest market, delivering 33,229 arrivals, up 14.2%. Growth from the U.S. was driven by the South, which rose 7.9%, and the Northeast, which increased 7%, with Florida the strongest source state. Canada recorded 2,754 stayover visitors, a 49.8% rise year-on-year and its seventh consecutive month of double-digit growth. Visitors from the UK and Ireland were up 20.7%, and arrivals from continental Europe increased 28.5%, led by Germany, France, and Spain. Tourism officials say May's performance was supported by increased airlift from Miami, Toronto, and Texas, including the newly launched Cayman Air flight from Austin. Total inbound seat capacity from the United States and Canada rose 11.5% compared with May 2025. According to global hotel intelligence firm STR, hotel occupancy reached 61.3% in May, up 4.3 percentage points, while average daily rate and revenue per available room also increased. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Finally, the legacy of the late Reba Dilbert is celebrated in Parliament as members of her family accepted the 2025 Cara Festa Award for the most iconic and transformative creative, posthumously awarded in recognition of Miss Dilbert's contribution to Caymanian culture and creative arts.
On 6th of August 2025, the Cayman Islands lost a cultural icon, renowned costume designer and master artisan, Miss Reba Dilbert, and the sadness resonates today as strongly as it did in 2025.
During the tribute, Culture Minister the Honorable Isaac Rankin said government intends to create a special exhibition showcasing her life's work at the Cayman Collections Center.
Additionally, I'm pleased to announce, Mr. Speaker, that the Ministry will establish the Reba Dilbert Grant in her memory, which is expected to launch in the first quarter of 2027. This initiative would honor her memory by supporting and encouraging future generations of creatives, ensuring that the passion, innovation, and cultural pride which define her life's work will continue to inspire others for years to come.
Members of Parliament from across the House joined in paying tribute to Ms. Dilbert's remarkable talent, vibrant personality, and enduring cultural legacy. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman newsroom at the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good weekend.